From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States marks 14 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama, along with the First Lady and the White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the South Lawn. At 8:46 a.m. local time, they marked the hour that the first hijacked airliner slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York. Meanwhile, in New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the attack. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said despite the tragedy of the attacks, the United States has come back stronger.
And after 14 years and forevermore, terrorists who threaten us will learn this simple yet unbending truth. No matter how long it takes, no matter where they may hide, they will not escape the long arm of justice.
Also Friday, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. to mark when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville in western Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people aboard. In all, nearly 3,000 people died when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners in coordinated suicide attacks. Saudi Arabian officials say at least 87 people were killed and 187 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The crash left piles of debris and jagged rubble. The incident occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin in Mecca later this month. This is VOA News. The U.S. House